1986, the presidential opener. The game, Cleveland Indians 6, Baltimore Orioles 4 at Memorial Stadium, Baltimore, Maryland. Attendance was 52,292 on Monday, April 7, 1986. The weather, perfect, sunny and 70s. Hall of Famers, Orioles manager Earl Weaver, first baseman Eddie Murray, and shortstop Cal Ripken Jr. Game highlights. Earl Weaver tour of duty 2 left the Hall of Fame manager yearning to return to the golf course in Florida. The Earl of Baltimore took over for Joe Altobelli 58 games into the 1985 season, but the Orioles still finished 16 games behind the Toronto Blue Jays. The 1986 season got off to a bad start, and things went downhill from there. The Orioles would finish dead last in the American League East, and Earl would retire for good. On opening day, the lowly Indians roughed up 1979 Cy Young Award winner Mike Flanagan for 5 runs in just 2 innings before Weaver pulled him in the third. The story. President Ronald Reagan threw out the ceremonial first pitch on opening day 1986 in Baltimore, his second time in 3 years, seeming to resurrect a tradition started decades earlier by one of his predecessors, William Howard Taft. Reagan's pitch at Memorial Stadium generated more excitement than any thrown that afternoon by a major leaguer. The presidential opener was once an annual tradition in Washington. Between 1910 and 1969, every president participated, throwing out the first pitch at the Senators' opening day game 44 times over 60 years. When they didn't, they usually had a good excuse, like the sinking of the Titanic, World War II, or the passing of the president. Franklin Roosevelt died 5 days before the 1945 opener. I was introduced to opening day in large part because it was a monumental big deal, my dad's kind of event. The reason Roundy pulled me out of fourth grade lunch one day in April 1970 was because he expected President Nixon to be at the game. He'd thrown out the first pitch in 1969 and would do so later in 1970 at the All-Star Game in Cincinnati, but was stuck at the office during both of my D.C. openers in 1970 and 71. With no baseball in Washington after 1971, Presidents Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and Bill Clinton made the trek up I-95 to Baltimore for the first pitch ceremony twice each between 1984 and 1996. While their predecessors made ceremonial little tosses from the stands, Reagan was the first to do it from the field. Bush and Clinton went even further, throwing from the mound, as did their successors George W. Bush and Barack Obama. Here's a critique of the 18 pitching presidents, 13 righties, 3 lefties, and 2 ambidextrous. This describes the arm with which they threw, not their political leaning. I ranked those I saw in person and opine about those we can all see on YouTube. Ones I saw in person. Number 1, George W. Bush, a right-handed pitcher. I saw W. do it twice. Opening day 2005 at RFK Stadium was the first ever home game of the Washington Nationals, and the second-term right-hander was in excellent form. A one-time managing general partner of the Texas Rangers from 1989 to 98, Bush made a perfect toss from the mound to catcher Brian Schneider, who was crouched behind the plate. He returned to the mound in Washington 3 years later to christen Nationals Park, once again respectfully clad in a home team Nationals jacket. He delivered a high strike to manager Manny Acta. While these two were impressive, no ceremonial first pitch was as memorable as the one this president threw at Yankee Stadium to open the 2001 World Series, just 7 weeks after the September 11 terrorist attacks. Writer Steve Wolf summarized its significance in his 2017 piece on presidential first pitches for ESPN.com. "It was by far the most nervous moment of my presidency," Bush said years later. Wearing an FDNY jacket, he waved to the crowd as he strode to the mound. Once there, he gave a thumbs up, quickly went into his delivery, and threw a perfect strike, with pace, to Yankees catcher Todd Green. "I wasn't supposed to be the catcher," Green said. "It was Jorge Posada, but Roger Clemens took too long warming up in the bullpen, so they told me to grab my glove. I guess I have Rocket to thank. I caught the most important pitch a president has ever had to make." As W walked off the mound, Green and Bush exchanged compliments, and public address announcer Bob Shepard said in that godlike voice of his, "Thank you, Mr. President." And the crowd began to chant, "USA! USA!" "Thank you, indeed. I still get tingly watching it," Green said. "Any American old enough to understand the significance of that pitch has to feel the same way." Number two, George H.W. Bush, left-handed pitcher. Bush 43 got the nod over his dad, but Bush 41's love of the game was unrivaled. He captained the Yale baseball team in 1948 and kept his first baseman's mitt in his desk drawer in the Oval Office, oiled and ready for play, each opening day of his presidency. "I saw him throw to Mickey Tettleton at Memorial Stadium in 1989 and to Chris Hoyles at Oriole Park in 1992. In between, he pitched at opening day in Toronto in 1990 and Texas in 1991. Number three, Bill Clinton, left-handed pitcher. It took a lot of guts to go out there in front of more than 40,000 people at Oriole Park on opening day 1993 and 1996 with little baseball skill. The left-hander threw from the mound to Chris Hoyle, crouched behind the plate. Clinton was the first president to respectfully wear the home team garb over his bulletproof vest. Although a bit awkward, the lefty got the ball to the catcher each time. Number four, Ronald Reagan, right-handed pitcher. The tradition of the presidential opener began in 1910, just a few months before the 40th president was born. At 73 years young, Reagan was the oldest first-time opening day pitching president ever, by more than a decade, when he took the ball in 1984 from the Oriole Bird mascot, who had parachuted into center field in a scripted pregame ceremony befitting Reagan's Hollywood roots. 2 years later, Reagan's arrival at Memorial Stadium after the national anthem was such a surprise that there was virtually no security on the field to control the paparazzi media mayhem. Reagan tried not to upstage that afternoon's scheduled first pitch star, 11-year-old cystic fibrosis patient Brian Gray. The president escorted young Brian from the dugout, nudging photographers out of the way while asking the young man how far away he wanted his battery mate, Orioles catcher Rick Dempsey. Brian threw a perfect strike. Mr. Reagan wasn't as sharp. The commander-in-chief directed Dempsey to move back, then threw the ball well over the catcher's head. The do-over was on target. While Reagan was the first president to venture from the seats to the field on opening day, his tosses to Dempsey were on the infield. In the final year of his presidency, in one of the final games of the Chicago Cubs' 1988 season, Reagan would launch an impressive toss from the mound at Wrigley Field to Cubs catcher Damon Berryhill, cheating to within about 40 feet of his 77-year-old pitcher. Number five, Barack Obama, left-handed pitcher. It was great to see the president celebrate the 100th anniversary of the first presidential opener by joining the festivities on opening day 2010 at Nationals Park. The lefty trotted onto the field, appropriately clad in a home team Nationals jacket. When he arrived on the mound, however, he reached under his jacket and promptly placed a White Sox cap on his head, reconnecting his personal passion with Chicago's South Side. He was cascaded with boos from offended Nationals fans. Making matters worse, his toss sailed wildly high. Ryan Zimmerman's lunging stop saved the president any further embarrassment. A year earlier, Mr. Obama delivered a much more impressive pitch at the All-Star Game in St. Louis, where his White Sox jacket blended in better with this annual fan melting pot. Number six, Gerald Ford, ambidextrous. I never saw Gerald Ford throw out a first pitch on opening day, but I did see his bilateral throws at the 1976 All-Star Game at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia. One right-handed to National League catcher Johnny Bench, and one left-handed to American League catcher Thurman Munson. A pair of little five-foot tosses from the first base railing. Since it was an election year, the 38th president was working both sides of the aisle. 3 months earlier, Ford made opening day in Arlington, Texas, a presidential opener. His pitch at that Rangers' first game of the season wasn't enough to sway voters. Texas went with Jimmy Carter in November. Ones we can all see on YouTube. Jimmy Carter, right-handed pitcher. Without a doubt, the best arm of the pitching presidents. Nearly 15 years after leaving the White House, the 71-year-old former president and former Georgia governor took the mound at Atlanta's Turner Field before Game 6 of the 1995 World Series. He threw some serious heat to little-used utility player Mike Mordecai, causing NBC's Bob Costas to exclaim, "You know, if the ump wants to give him the high strike, that's right in there, and with some hop on it." Carter never did the honors on opening day, but took a lighthearted jab from Orioles catcher Rick Dempsey after the 39th president threw a perfect pitch prior to the final game of the 1979 World Series. "Next time," Dempsey said to the country's most famous Sunday school teacher, "get your ass here before Game 7. The Orioles lost the game and the series to the Pirates. Presidents Taft through Ford, 1910 to 76, need to be judged differently. Their assignment was simply to stand at their seat and toss the ball. No pressure. Many videos from senators' home openers in the 1930s through the early 1960s show a scrum of players converging on the ball like a soccer team of five-year-olds. It resembled a newlywed tossing a bouquet or garter to an anxious horde of singles. The other 11 fall into two groups, those who appear to have thrown a ball before and those who have not, or at least had not in a very long time, the haves and the have-nots. The haves? Lyndon Johnson, John Kennedy, Dwight Eisenhower, Harry Truman, and Woodrow Wilson. The have-nots? Embarrassing? Richard Nixon, Herbert Hoover, Calvin Coolidge, Warren Harding, and William Taft. Special call-out. Franklin Roosevelt. He spent the entire 12-plus years of his presidency paralyzed from the waist down. While his condition was well known, those close to him, including the news media, protected his brand, rarely showing him in public in his wheelchair. He handled first pitch ceremonies 8 times at Washington's Griffith Stadium. Aides would assist him to his feet, and he would stand at the railing and toss the ball to the adoring players below. Epilogue. The Washington Nationals' original racing president's foursome has no connection to the presidential opener. All four larger-than-life presidents, also known as the Rushmores, who participate during each game in this fan-favorite competition, George, Tom, Abe, and Teddy. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt occupied the highest office before the first presidential opener in 1910. Attempts by the Nationals to expand the cast included presidential opener notables Bill, Cal, and Herb, William Taft, Calvin Coolidge, and Herbert Hoover. But none caught on with crowds at Nationals Park, and the trio has since retired to Florida, where they can be seen at spring training games in West Palm Beach. More on the racing presidents, especially Teddy, in Chapter 2012. For the box score, play-by-play, and more, visit openingday5050.com.